Morning, church. Yeah, I hope I don't want to take too much of your time. But, hey, back in Africa, but yeah, it's different, brother. I don't know. we're thankful and grateful, especially for this opportunity. I want to thank our senior pastor, Pastor Steve and Pastor Unami. And I also want to welcome my son and his family, yes. Kyle. And we got all the way from Bunbury, Quinton. And if there's any other visitors, welcome. We got my other son, Craig, here too, and his family. So I'm blessed today to have this. And Kaylee. So after this, I just, in free mode. It's all done. Amen, my brother and sister. So this message today, it's called Grace, Not Grimace. So we know that grace is the unmerited favor of God in our lives. It's actually His mercy on us because of what Christ has done. When we accept Jesus Christ, that's when the grace of God falls on us. Right? So we should not grimace, but we should have grace in our lives. And grace is the gift of God. And now, the gift we know is what Jesus Christ did for us, but we also got other giftings in the church. Some prophecy, some ministry, some teachers, some cleaners, all different gifts. But we need faith to use those gifts to navigate our journey here on earth. We've been given that gift. Let's not neglect it. Let's use it for this journey here on earth. So my first scripture there, Jeff, Ephesians 2. The pastor just spoke about Ephesians, so we're in the right place. So for by grace you have been saved through faith, and not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest anybody should boast. So which means we've got a natural tendency to boast as human beings. We get puffed up. Oh, I can do this, or I can do that. But we see when God created, He spoke everything into existence by the word through Jesus Christ. And then He looked and He said, it is good. And then He rested on the seventh day. But with man, you see, we never have that it's enough. We always want more. We're never satisfied. We're looking for a better car, a better house, a better job. But God gave us that grace. We should be thankful for what we have. But you see, the Pied Piper of this world, we all know the story about the Pied Piper. He's playing his music, and we're all dancing. That's when greed, jealousy, hatred, backstabbing comes in, because the Pied Piper's playing his music. We're listening. But remember, Jesus Christ, He gave His life on the cross to set us free from this Pied Piper. But the thing is, are we going to listen to Him, Jesus Christ? Are we going to accept Him? Or are we going to listen to the Pied Piper of this world? We have that choice. So let us know that we've been given this grace, this mercy, so that we have an opportunity to know, nah, I don't want to go there. I don't want to be involved with that. Because when we forget about the grace that has been given to us, and that's when we start to grimace, we always want to be better. I play golf. And when the guys make a mistake, you hear that grunt, that And it's the same with every other thing. We're never satisfied. We always You know, but yet if you think, oh, Jesus has done this for me, I'm good. God has given me everything he could. Let me just be content. Let me not worry about what my neighbor got or what promotion that guy got. Why is it not me? Man, we're not satisfied with what God has done for us. God was satisfied after he created everything. Jesus gave, he did everything for us. And he said, it is finished. He gave us an opportunity to know that if you accept him, you're able to endure. So we've got to give him the first place. So we've got to trust Jesus Christ. That's why I've taken the message today, and I've taken the word trust, and I've broken it up. So the first part will be the T. And I've entitled that T, travel. Everybody likes to travel around? Kyle and them have just come from South Africa. It's so good because we know in the Great Commission, the first word was go. Go to all and make disciples, starting in Judea, Samaria, and then all the earth. So we've been commissioned. So let us not, oh, I've got to travel. Hey, such a long trip. Huh? I've got to sit in this awkward position. We're always complaining. We're grimacing. But let us be satisfied that, hey, I'm on this journey. Let us carry the presence of the Lord with us. We can always share the love of Jesus Christ on this journey. And we see, when Jesus was crucified, on the third day he rose. So all the disciples were in one accord. They were in fear, remember. The master had just been crucified. So they were like, hey, let's just keep away. Otherwise, we're going to be next. But two decided, no, let's just walk to Emmaus, which we know the meaning of that is deliverance. We all need deliverance, my brother and sister, sometime. There's something that is bothering us, and we need deliverance. On their way, Jesus drew near to them. But remember, it's a bit dark, so they couldn't really see who's this. And Jesus said, what are you discussing? And the one called Cleopas said to him, but are you the only stranger here in Jerusalem who doesn't know what's going on? They've just crucified our master, the one who's come to set us free, and now we don't know what's going to happen next. We're not sure. They were doubting. Some of us are still doubting. We haven't really decided, I'm a disciple of the Most High God. No matter what happens, I'll be with him. And Jesus opened the scriptures from Moses all the way through the prophets, and then their eyes opened to see who this is. And we need to know, we got Jesus on our side. He's with us at all times. And we see the apostle, he was first Saul and he became Paul. And his journey was very eventful, but very fruitful. And so if he had stayed in Jerusalem, he would not have experienced what he experienced. Shipwrecked how many times? Starvations, imprisonment. 3 times proclaimed dead. But yet, they prayed for him and he was raised. So, we haven't even maybe had one persecution. But we're like, hey, I'm not really sure. You know? But Christ, Paul said, for me to live is Christ, and to die is gain. That's what we need to know the grace of God is. If we put Christ first, no matter what comes your way, let's not complain. So I've got a little testimony, my brother and sister. This was back in Africa. I think it was a year, late 90s. I had a job in the Congo. And I think my two sons went with me for that interview, Craig and Kyle. And then got the job. So we were living in Durban. The flight goes from Durban to Johannesburg, from Johannesburg to Angola. And then from Angola, we must have left about 8:30 in the night to the Congo. It's about an hour and a half's flight. And we must have been about halfway on the flight, the next thing, turbulence. The plane nearly did 360. But it went 180 on the one way, and then 180 on the other way. And usually the pilot will say, look, we're experiencing turbulence or anything. But nothing. Just descended. The plane just went down, like so rapidly. Now remember those days, we still had that brick phone. I think Andrew was also talking about this brick phone. So this phone, even if you want to send a message to say, hey, you know, I'm sorry to my family, or maybe I did something wrong, there is no time. I saw the stewardesses coming out with some snacks on the trolley. But when this happened, they left the trolley. Remember, they had training to be calm in any situation, not to get the passengers worried. They left the trolley and ran to go buckle up. And then I just heard some shouting around me. And I'm like, hey, what's this? When I heard carefully, it was praying in the spirit, loud. And I'm like, hallelujah. As believers, I had to just join in myself. Because I was also like, now you're going to hear on the news like that plane that went missing, that MH320. Yeah. You know, wherever it happened, they just say, well, 280 went missing. As Pastor was saying, it's just a statistic. You know, there's no mention of your name. So many people that went down and Pastor Steve was included. Nah, nothing. It's just a number. So what happened was, I mean, I'm thinking we are over the Congo, wherever we were. This plane is just going to go down and that's what the family is going to hear. 150 were on there. Gone. But the thing is, let's not worry about our name that's going to be on TV. Let's worry that our name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. As long as we know, look, it's not going to be pleasant facing the end. It's going to come anyway. There's not much time. Jesus said, no one knows the day or the hour. It'll come like a thief in the night. Before you can even say, I'll say, look, you're gone. But remember, if you made Jesus Christ the Lord and Savior of your life, that's where you will be with him in eternity. So we just want to thank God and thank the Lord for what he's done for us. No matter how it comes, when it comes, like Paul said, for me to live is Christ. Let's make him our everything. No matter what. No matter what that person did to me. A, B, and C. Yes, you're angry. You're puffed up. But, yes, let's just say, forgive. I forgive you, my brother and sister. Amen? So that was the T. So we moved to the R. And the R, yeah, that was travel. So now we go to reach. And this is in the book of Jude, my brother. Keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. And on some have compassion, making a distinction, but on others save with fear, pulling them out of the fire, hating even the garment defiled by the flesh. You know, this is our calling, that we need to reach out. Somebody reached out for us. That's why we're here today. Somebody stood in the gap and prayed for us when we were still there. So it's not for us to play that judgmental card. And hey, you shouldn't be A, B, C, and D. No. We need to get down on our knees. We need to reach out as though you were out in the field somewhere and somebody was stuck in the pit. And you got somebody helping you to try and reach. You'd actually stretch your last to get them out of there. That's a compassion we need to have for those that have fallen away, or that still haven't yet come to know the Lord. We know in the book of Daniel what happened to the Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Now, they're supposed to bow down to these idols, but they said straight away, no, we will not bow down to these idols. But yet, the king loved them because these guys had position. They were educated. They were needed. But the king tried to give them a last chance. He said, come here before me. And when the music plays again, just go. They said, oh, live forever. Look at that. They know this is the end, but they're still saying to the king, live forever. But one thing we won't do is to bow down to any idol. My brother and sister, can we say that? In the face of what's going on today, so much peer pressure, as Pastor was saying, for the young children. We as parents need to make sure that we straighten the branch while it's still young. Because once it just gets a little bit bigger, it's going to be hard. We've got this opportunity now. And we find that the king was really angry and furious. So he says, turn up the furnace 7 times. And the men of valor took them up and threw them in the furnace. They were swallowed up by the flames, the men of valor, because how hot was that? But yet the three that went inside, the king somehow had a doubt. Nah, let me have a look. And when he looked inside, he says, no, but no more three, four. Our King of Kings and Lord of Lords was in there. He said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. I will be with you until the end. Why don't we believe those words, my brother and sister? And you know what happened? The decree that was signed, according to the Medes and the Persians, cannot be altered. They had to be thrown in there. But now that the king seen, no, wait, man, these guys, something, this is something different. Open up, let them out. When they come out, not even fire on their clothes. So he's changed the decree the other way. That if anybody does not serve the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, number one, they will be killed straight away. This is the Old Testament. And number two, their houses will be burnt to smithereens. There'll be no remembrance of this. That will be it, obliterated. So those three guys could have been judgmental. They could have said to the accusers, hey, but God is going to pay you back for you all trapping us to get us thrown in the fire. They never said a word. They just said to the king, live forever. They had faith. They had the grace of God in their lives because, man, they weren't worried. What's going to happen now? It's okay. So that's what we need to do, is to reach. Try our utmost best. And the third one would be unity. And we know Psalms 133 is how good and how pleasant it is when brethren dwell together in unity. You got to be in unity. This is the church. Different gifts. One is prophecy. One is laying on of hands. But guess what? When we work together, God commands a blessing. But we find what happened in the Tower of Babel with King Nimrod. There was rebellion. The people were, no, let's build this tower to see who is this God. That's the question now. They're challenging. But we're not here to challenge. We're here to pray, as God said, whatever you bind, this is my church and on this rock. So whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth, we need to work together, not pull each other down. I want to be better than you. And did you hear what he done or what she? Nah. We need to pray for each other, encourage one another, and build this church together. And be disciples out there. Out there, the word disciple, it's discipline. It's not easy. When you go up carrying a load, how hard it is. But when you get up there, the satisfaction that I've made it up, yeah, with this heavy thing. But going down, you're just freewheeling. But that's the way to destruction. Wide is the road that leads to destruction, and there's many on there, because it's easy. But going up, it's narrow. It's just you. Jesus carried his cross. Huh? We need to carry our cross daily. But remember the reward that goes with that. Jesus is waiting for us in eternity. We need to persevere. Not going to be easy going uphill. But you know, every day I've got a plan. Well, God's got a plan and a purpose for me. I'm going to carry his word. I'm going to be his ambassador. I'm going to run this race in such a way. In such a way. And, yep, we come to the S, which is salvation. So salvation, as we know, is what Jesus Christ did for us. He's paid the price. We've done nothing to deserve it. But while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. So what should we do as his disciples? We need to share the word. We need to sow seeds. Wherever we are his messengers. So we've got the scripture there in Matthew 13 that reminds us about the sower. And as we go down, Jeff, continue down. Yep. And behold, a sower went out to sow. Right? Continue, Jeff. Yep. And as he sowed, some seed fell by the wayside, and birds came and devoured it. So which means where we are, because we know the seed is the word of God, and the soil is the hearts of men. So as the sower is going along, some seed fell by the wayside. It's where we are in the marketplace or even amongst families sometimes that don't want to receive it. So that seed, the birds will just come, phew, gone. You see, the word goes in here, but then gone out immediately. Their heart, they didn't want to listen to it. Then the sower went on. And then the next one, Jeff. And some fell on stony places where they did not have much earth, and they immediately sprang up because of no depth. But when the sun was up, they were scorched. So yes, we don't give up. We keep planting the seed, even though we know some of the hearts are hard. Don't give up. This one, you can see, it's a rock. The word is not even going to touch. It's just going to be like, no, my brother, you continue. I've got my beliefs. You know, this is what we're facing. But we don't give up anyway. We keep sowing. And I think the next one, the seed fell on thorny ground. Yeah? Some fell among thorns, and the thorns sprang up and choked them. So you plant the word, the people receive it with much joy. You know, amen, hallelujah. Hey, you're like, I know this one is going to receive the Lord. But then when they come outside, now the cares of the world now, and the things that are attracting, and that's when now the word does not do nothing to them. But nevertheless, don't give up. You are a disciple of the Most High. Jesus continued until the end. We need to continue. And that's when others fell on good ground. I hope this is all the good ground that's here today. That's producing a crop. Hey? Some, how many? 100-fold, 60-fold, and some 30. So this is what will happen if you endure and you don't give up and you have faith, because you've been given the grace already. You got to just use it through your faith for ministry, for prophecy, for singing. We'll get the singers to come up then. Tammy? For singing, for music. There's so many. And God just has a plan and a purpose for all of us. So let's not distrust. Let's trust. The last letter is trust. T. So we went through travel. We went through reach. We went through unity. And we went through salvation. That's trusting the Lord in all those that you're going to end up yielding a crop. How much more blessed are those who have not seen? Remember what happened with Thomas? He doubted and he said to Jesus, "No way." Jesus said, "No, put your hand in my hand and put your hand in my side." Thomas fell down. He said, "My Lord and my God." He said, "Thomas, because you've seen this, you believe. Blessed are those who haven't seen, but yet still believe." This is where we are. We trust God no matter what, that He'll be with us until the end. So Proverbs 3, verse 5 and 6 says, "Trust in the Lord your God with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He will direct your paths." He will put the right people in your life, Brother Quinton. That will what? We'll need to hear this word. But if we don't trust, it's not going to happen. Because we ourselves are doubting. But God has a plan. So, amen. This is what the word is today. It's for us to know we should not be grimacing, but we need to be thankful for the grace that Jesus Christ has given us. Yes, in the face of persecution and what's going on in the world, we are children of the Most High God. Believe that. Trust that. And you will be blessed. Amen? I'm just going to invite, say a little prayer, and then for anybody who has not yet given their heart to the Lord. So I would like you just to say after me, and then after that, I'll see, we'll do the raising on of hands if anybody's not giving their heart to the Lord, and then you can come up for prayer. So let's close our eyes. Lord Jesus, I invite you into my heart. Forgive me for what I have done, but I want to make you the Lord and Savior of my life. Come into my heart and take over. In Jesus' name. All right, with every eye closed, I'm just going to have a look around. And if there's anybody who has never made this commitment before, because the word said, if you believe in your heart and you confess with your mouth that Jesus Christ is Lord, you shall be saved. And so I'll just have a look. And if not, I'll just close in prayer. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, that we have, Lord, a band of believers found before you right now. Father, you know each and every heart. And we're asking you, Lord, to bless, to touch, to minister, Lord. Especially the days that are coming up ahead. Lord, it's through the holiday season. And there's a lot of things that goes on in this world. But we are asking for your guidance, your mercy and the grace on each and every person that's found before you, Lord. That we will not forget what you've done for us on the cross. That we are your disciples, Lord. And that you have a plan and a purpose for each and every one of us. Bless each and every head bowed before you right now, Father. We ask it all in Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen and amen. I invite Pastor Steve just to close up. Thanks,
Pastor. Let's just stand this morning. We're going to stand and sing with No One Like the Lord with everything that we have. And if you need prayer for anything, please come to the front. I think I'll pray for I'm feeling a bit full of faith. So if you need prayer for anything, come to the front. Get Elvis to just come and stand over there. Well, and Lydia, stand up as well. But anyway, please. And if you need prayer, please come. I'm just going to believe the Lord to move mightily this morning. And so let's sing, and if you need prayer, please come. Our team will be here to pray with you.
There is one on the throne, Jesus. Worthy of praise, honor, glory. There is one on the throne, Jesus.
Raise your hands to the Lord this morning. Father, I thank you for your good people, that you love them and you care for them. Lord God, that Father, you have created problems in their lives so that they can solve them. The reason they're on this earth, Lord God, is because you have a plan and a purpose for their lives. Father, as you said in Daniel chapter 1, that you gave Daniel the special ability to interpret dreams and visions, and all his life, Lord God, whenever there was a problem that needed to be solved, he interpreted dreams, he interpreted visions. Father, may your people realize that you have placed gifts on the inside of them. May they exercise the gifts that you have given them. May they, Lord God, recognize that, Father, they are placed on this earth for purpose. In Jesus' mighty name, bless them as they leave. Amen. God bless you, church. Have a wonderful week.